Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how you can break into the production business. And so this is a huge topic, and I do get a lot of emails from colleagues or friends of mine who are trying to get either like a family member or maybe their kid into production. And they're always asking, you know, how do you get there? How do you get a job on a TV show? How do you get a job on a film set? How do you get a job working for, like, you know, a big media company, like, you know, either a film company, a TV company, whatever it is, or even a small independent film company? You know, how do you get on set? So I think this was an on-demand topic because it just keeps coming up this week. And, you know, in the last couple of months, I've had a lot of different production gigs happening, you know, through partnerships and through great friends and things like that. So I think a lot of people are kind of stirred up by what they're seeing on my different social media platforms and wanting to know, you know, hi, how do you get into that field? How do you get into the business? So my personal experience, which I think is very important to share, because I think a lot of people, you know, don't always know what goes into it, or, you know, what the background is of really trying to put yourself on a track to get to that place. And I think that you never really get to that place, you know, even as you're in the business and you're doing things and you're on the sets and you're doing the TV shows and all that stuff. Like, if you're in that business, you know, there's always, like, you're always still searching for, like, the gig of all gigs. So I think giving you a little background on how that came to be for me personally, I mean, there are tons of people I'm friends with, former colleagues and, you know, people who work on other shows and other films who are doing really well, who could probably chime in on this topic. And I think this would probably be a really great podcast to interview a couple people that I'm really close with, because they could give, like, the super insider scoop on what their experience was like. So for me personally, I did go to school for communications. It was called communications when I was in school. I went to Rider University, and it was a concentration in radio and television. And through that major, in my junior year, I had an opportunity to take an internship. And in my internship, it was for a pilot. And at the time, it was a pilot for a comedy show by Pat Bullard, who, you know, he's a comedian, and he's actually still out there, and I'll tag him on this podcast. But one of the best experiences I had, because it was like, this is before, like, you know, like the Jimmy Fallons and the, you know, all those guys, like, made it big. Pat Bullard was really, like, on the cusp of, you know, breaking into that TV business. And so myself, and a couple other people had the internship at the show. So I was going to school full time, but then going into the city 2 days a week, 3 days a week, just depending on the schedule, and reporting into, at the time, the studio was at WPIX, which was, like, right by the Bryant Park area, Grand Central. So scooting in a couple of times a week, and, internship at that time meant you do everything. Nowadays, internships, you can't ask your intern to get you coffee. You can't ask your intern to, like, do any, like, smaller menial tasks. Now, you know, there's, like, this different boundary around what it means to be an intern. But when I was an intern, you know, went and got coffee, went and got the host, whatever, you know, latte, espresso, whatever they wanted, you went and got it. And, you know, you spent time in the control room, you were doing all of the paperwork, and again, it's like, now I'm totally dating myself, but, you know, we didn't have this, like, luxury of what we have now with spell check and with the computers being so quick and printing things out. I mean, we had to, like, literally go back up to an office, like, do this whole thing. You had to, like, get it right the first time, spell everything correct the first time. You know, the conveniences were not the same. So I think that taught us a lot. It taught us to be better at what we were doing as opposed to now. I mean, now there's, like, all this convenience, which is great. It's so great, but it's, you know, at times I think it might be a handicap, because I don't think our youth of today are, like, big on problem solving because they're so used to like having those problems solved very quickly, you know? So it's a different mindset, different way of thinking for them. Anyway, so I started out in my internship for a comedy show, a late night comedy show, which was like so cool, so awesome. Met a lot of people, met a lot of celebrities. That was like my first time like meeting celebrities because they were like, oh, go out to whatever street that is and go meet so-and-so getting out of the car, bring them up to the green room. And I mean, it was just like, okay. So literally just thrown right into it. And I met a ton of celebrities, you know, learned how to put shows together, learned the technical parts of what happens on stage, learned, you know, timing, you know, comedic timing, like watched how that worked. I mean, it was just, it's really fascinating. So I was on that show for a while and then the pilot season ended and then I was up in the office of the show. It was myself and Connie Petritis, who many of you know. Connie is a good friend of mine, best friend since college, and she and I did a lot of our internships and shows together. We ended up working together for a really long time, including and up to the Sally Jesse Raphael show, and you know, that was like forever ago. But she's still my best friend. And so what happened from there was we were up in the production office after the pilot show ended, and there were a couple of like executives walking through the office, and one of the executives just turned around to like two of us and was like, you know, hey, what are you guys doing? And, you know, we were like these little interns, not, you know, afraid of our own shadow. And they were like, okay, on Monday, we need you to report to this show. Can you do that? And we were like, well, what show is that? You know, where is that? They're like, just come to West 57th Street. There's a show. It's a talk show. So we all agreed to do it. And we showed up on that following week. And we were the new interns at the Emmy-winning Sally Jesse Raphael show, which at the time, she was like the Oprah of the moment. She was one of the biggest talk shows in New York City and probably across the country. I mean, the show was like a machine. You know, when we got there, we were interns. And again, the intern mentality, we did it all. We stayed late. We came in early. We hustled and we were all going through our last year of school. But, you know, one of the best experiences ever. I always talk about it. It's part of my history. It's part of like who I am, you know, so there's that. And so during that time frame, you know, we all kind of like had different experiences in different positions, whether it was like you were interning and working with the audience coordinator one day, you were working with the producer one day, you're working in the control room, you're working out on in studio with the stage manager and the audio folks. So really got a huge you know, diverse amount of experience working on that show. So right after the internship was, you know, coming to an end, which was right around graduation time and my senior year in college. And we were so lucky. We literally got offered jobs right out of that. And, you know, none of us said no. We all were like, absolutely. So, you know, who became a production assistant, who became, you know, an assistant, who became the audience coordinator. For me personally, I started out, between audience, I think just, I started out as an audience coordinator and I worked with the audience, the main audience coordinator at the time, and literally worked my way up. So, I was the audience coordinator, then I became a production assistant, then I became an associate producer, then I became a producer. So literally like this was me growing up on, that show, and I became all of those different people all within a certain time frame working there. And so the importance of breaking into the business, you know, like the topic of this podcast was breaking into the business. So if I didn't do my internship through college, and really remain great friends with all these people from the show, we would have never gotten to where we got to. And a lot of it had to do with consistency and a lot of it had to do with networking and really being great friends with who we spent our time with during the internship. Because if we didn't have those connections, none of us would have like gotten anything. So it really matters. So like when people say, you know, your relationships matter. They really do. So from there, from the Sally Jesse Raphael show, I moved on to the Discovery Channel, you know, and that was a different kind of TV. That was more scripted. That was documentary. And so I didn't work with the rest of the crew that I was working with at Sally. This was like a whole different animal, a whole different crew of people. So it was a separate production company. And, but it was one of the most amazing, shifts in my career because it gave me a chance to work more in the documentary film world and, education. So we produced, this was during like 2008, 2009, when, digital media was just being born. And people were just trying to figure out, like, what the hell, social media, what's media, internet, like, what should be on there. And so we took all of the documentaries that were airing on Discovery, because at that time, like, Discovery ruled everything. And, people just would watch nonstop Discovery Channel. And it was so sexy then. And, it still has its, like, prestige, but I wouldn't say it has the same that it did back then. And, so we took all that content, we took all of the documentary content and we produced it and cut it down for online consumption. And a lot of that was writing. I wrote so much stuff, so many documentary scripts into educational content that we ended up producing for online, which was like a double up of what we were doing. So that contract like went on for a couple of years and never did so much writing in my life. And that's where I learned, what matters for documentary writing and what matters for online writing. And a lot of award-winning shows came out of that. And we ended up working with, people like Bill Nye, which was really cool, which was a separate animal outside of Discovery because we were producing so much educational content that we became the go-to experts to really get all of that produced. So, move it all the way to what's happening today, the internships matter. So now I'm working, doing all of these, TV segments for NBC, but that happens through a bigger not-for-profit company who's trying to produce and program content for more lifestyle brand for people to consume. And that's going on digital. That's actually airing regular NBC content on air broadcast. But, what actually got me to all of these places was the internship. And so even with how I recruit people in for internships, I think that having that background in school is very important. So if like, let's say you know someone, or maybe you're trying to groom like someone in your family, your child or whoever it is, to break into the business, or maybe you're trying to break into the business now, your networks matter. Who you know does matter. And I think that matters more than I would say the internship. But, if you're going to do it right, do it through the internship. But, you really have to make sure that you're connecting with people. There's a ton of online groups now. There's Facebook groups. There's my group, the Filmmaker Forum. You can connect with anybody. And really, if you're looking to just get experience, you could put something out there and like tonight you can go in the Filmmaker Forum and you can type like, hi, I'm looking for some experience from onset experience. Would anyone be willing to hire me, or I can work for free? So maybe you have a job, a full-time job, but maybe if someone's filming on a weekend, you give up your time. And so this is also another topic, because a lot of people, everybody wants to get paid. I can respect that. But at the same time, if you have no experience in the field, you should be willing to work and be flexible about how you're paid. And if you're in school, you just got out of school and you're looking to get paid big bucks, I'm going to disagree again. And I'm going to say, you know what? You got to put in your time. You got to get a little experience. And then you have to start producing content. You have to produce your own content to show what you're doing, to show that your work is actually good. So someone would say like, oh yeah, I'm going to hire you. I did see your reel. It looks pretty good. So there's a whole process involved inside of that. So let me just review. The topic of this episode is, talking about how to break into the TV and film business. So I talked about my experience, which was all about my internship through and from college, which was many years ago, but my internship is what opened the door for me. And so I worked on a pilot, worked on a national talk show, worked on documentary writing through the Discovery Channel, worked on all these things. Now, you know, producing all these different segments for NBC now through a not-for-profit company that I work for currently. And, you know, the reason I'm able to do other side projects is because I have a network of people that I'm close to who are producing other things, who are kind enough to invite me and, you know, give me positions and jobs that allow me to continue to be creative. So you have to really know and keep your connections very much open. And again, if you're young and you don't have the experience, then you really should offer up some type of your time in exchange for experience. So, and it's, I understand money is extremely important to everyone because we all have bills. But you have to kind of be flexible and open-minded about like exchanging the time for experience, because not everybody, you're not Martin Scorsese, you're not Steven Soderbergh, you're not Julia Roberts. If you are, then you're getting paid. But if you're like somewhere in the middle and you do have some experience and you're doing really well, then that validates you to be paid. But if you're like just starting out, you gotta like put in your time, you gotta put in your dues, and really go through that process. So, you know, this was my version, and this is very brief, but if anyone wants to talk about like a process or internships or how to really get a good internship, I can put you in touch with, you know, different people who have maybe different perspectives on it and or are working at different companies who can put you in touch with internships and people who are focused on that. But I can share my personal experience, and you know, you can always email me at margaret@margaretfontana.com. And if you have any other thoughts or you know, ideas about what we should be talking about, also email me. But I thought this was very important. So how to break into the TV and film business, and you know, if there's any other thoughts, definitely let's connect. Thanks, everybody.